Buda Castle, which is near the Danube and was built between the 14th and the 20th century, has been the residence of Hungarian kings during different periods.
The first royal residence on the hill of the Buda Castle was built in the 13th century. But it's during the 15th century that a true castle was built, because the king of Hungary, Sigismund, was also Holy Roman Emperor and needed a palace to show his preeminence as a king and emperor. Then, Matthias Corvinus, a famous king of Hungary, married to an Italian woman figure, so Italian Renaissance artists arrived to Buda and they rebuilt the palace in a Renaissance style. Then the Turks Ottoman took the city, and although they didn't break the castle, it was attacked during sieges by the Austrians and the Turks never repaired it. And the whole castle was destroyed by a gunpowder storage explosion. So when in 1686 the Habsburg took the city, it was all ruins and they rebuilt it in a Baroque style. And that with the help of the Austrian Empress Maria Theresa. It became a nunnery and later a university, but it was moved to Pest and the castle became a siege of the Palatinate, the Hungarian governor during the Habsburg monarchy. During the Hungarian Revolution of 1848, the palace was severely damaged, so it was rebuilt and enlarged by a neoclassical style in the second part of the 19th century. Architects built the Vakhet Bazaar, new towers and wings. After the First World War, the building became the seat of the regent of the new Kingdom of Hungary, Miklós Horthy, who later joined the Axis in the Second World War. When the Soviet Red Army sieged Budapest, the castle became the main Nazi defensive bastion, which led to its demolition by artillery. After the war, thanks to archaeological works, the castle was rebuilt, with parts of old-style castle that existed on the hill, but mostly the 19th century one. However, the communist government considered the building too ornated, and thus it was rebuilt in a modernist way, a simplified way. After the fall of communism, plans were made to remove the modernist transformation that mostly impacted the dome, the facades and the Habsburg step, but it was never implemented.
Nowadays, in the castle, you can find the Hungarian National Gallery, the Budapest Historical Museum and the Széchenyi National Library. It is on the southern side of Castle Hill and situated in the Castle Quarter, which is a touristic area. For example, once a year, an art festival takes place in this Castle Quarter, where craftsmen come and sell their products. Few of the characteristic buildings of the Buda Castle are the Carmelite Monastery, which is the Prime Minister's office, and Chandor Palace, which has served as the official residence and office of the President of Hungary since 2003.
As said, the Vakhet Bazaar is a neoclassical iron frame gallery built during the 19th century project of Budapest modernization. It contains shops and was a commercial hub. But it is now a cultural center, hosting exposition galleries, events, restaurants and a cafe.
The last building, Fisherman's Bastion, located near to the Danube, is an iconic architectural masterpiece that provides a panoramic view of the city. Built in the early 20th century, this neo-Gothic structure derived its name from medieval fishermen who once defended this part of the city walls. Listed as a UNESCO World Heritage Site, it embodies the architectural and symbolic richness of Budapest. The Fisherman's Bastion stands out with its white balustrades and complex ornamentation. It is composed of seven towers representing the seven Magyar tribes who founded Hungary.